Greetings and welcome back to another one, an ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and taking a look at yet more of the examples given in Mishnah Bet. So look back at Mishnah Bet, which is on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and you'll see that the fourth example given of a case where you might think that you are not liable for Arba V'Chamisha, but nonetheless you are, is Ganav V'Tavach B'Yom HaKippurim. We will then look at the next case after that. But let's begin with the case of Yom HaKippurim, again on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph at the top. Amri Amai, why are you liable? After all, you cannot be killed for Malach on Yom HaKippurim. You did the Shechita. Malkot Mi'aika, but there still is Malkot for the Lav. In Kaimalan, Dana Loka Mishalim, we have a general rule that you can't get makot and pay for the same action. So Amri Hamani, who's the author, Reb Meir, he must be Reb Meir, Damar Lokel Mishalim. Reb Meir's of the opinion, we see this in Ketubot, we see this in Makot, in several places, that you can get makot and pay for things that, for liabilities that arise from a single action. Now, Ira Meir, Afila Tavach B'Shabbat, but if that's the case, then the Mishnah shouldn't list selling on Shabbat, the last case we saw, but even Tvicha, Shechita B'Shabbat, for which you, according to Meir, you should still pay, even though you're Chayav Mita. V'chitema, Lokem Mashalem Idle, Meitu Mashalem Leitle, you think that Meir really distinguishes and says that you could be liable for Malkot and pay, but you couldn't be Chayav Mita and pay for the same action. V'lo, is that really true? V'hatanya, look at this Braita. Ganav tavach b'Shabbat, ganav tavach lavodah zarah, ganav shor niskal utvacho. These three cases, where you stole and then did the shechita on Shabbat, you stole and did the shechita for the purposes of avodah zarah, also chayav mita, or you stole a shor haniskal, which was already asur b'hanah, it was going to be killed, utvacho. Mishalom arba shor chamisha. Remeir, Remeir says you're still chayav. Chamim potrin. So Amri bar mina de'ahi. So that's the one exception. Why? Da'it marala Amri Yaakov Yochanan Rami Lav Yirmiyah Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Avin Rabbi Ila v'chol chavur to mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. So somewhere in the Beit Midrash Rabbi Yochanan, everybody seemed to agree, b'toveach al yedei acher, that that case where a mayor says you're chayav is when you had someone else do the shechita for you. In other words, a guy stole an animal and then on Shabbat he had someone else do the shechita for him. And therefore, he has to pay Arba V'Chamisha because he's not chayav mita, and the other guy is going to be chayav for the malach on Shabbat. V'chizeh chote v'zemit chayev? But now, why is the thief liable for Arba V'Chamisha if someone else did the shechita? So, Amarava shani hacha da'amakra utvacho o mecharo. Here, shechita is juxtaposed to mechira. What does mechira always require? It requires another person, the guy that you're selling to. So just like selling always involves another person, shechita may involve another person, meaning if you arrange for someone else to do the shechita, it's considered as if you did the shechita. That's Rava's take. So Rabbi Shmuel Tana, all the rabbot tashaliach. Rabbi Shmuel came to the same conclusion from a different place. They said that the word o, utvacho o mecharo, is there to include not only you, but someone else does the shechita for you. They had the word tachat haseh, tachat ashor, etc. The word tachat that we've already dealt with several times is there to extend to a shaliach. But either way, whether it's from utfacho or macharo, from the o or from the tachat, one way or the other, we accept the notion that the unique principle, the unique ruling in Arba V'Chamisha is even if someone else does the shechita at your behest, you're still liable. Okay, but you're not going to be chayav mitah because you didn't violate Shabbat. Therefore, you have to pay. Now, Matkif the Marzutra. Marzutra asked the following question. Mi kamidi. Think about this. Could you possibly have something? De'ilu avid ihula mechayev. If he did it himself, he wouldn't be chayev. Because if he did the shechita, he'd be off the hook. We all agree because he'd be chayav mitah. V'yavid shliach mechayev. But somebody else did it for him. Now he's chayev. It's kind of a strange thing. If I did it myself, I'd be putter. If I have someone else do it, I'm chayev. And you could challenge this, by the way, from Me'ila. But that would take several twists. We don't need to go there because Amar Rav Ashi Hatam Lav Mishum Dol Mechayev Hu says it's not because you're not really Chayav Arba V'Chamisha, Alakom Leibid Rav Aminei. You just are off the hook for paying because you got a bigger punishment coming, which is death. But it means that you certainly are liable, and therefore, when you split the case where one did the guy did the Malacha and you're on the other hand the Ganav, so you pay. You don't have the Kom Leibid Rav Aminei over you. Now, so now let's think about this. If the case where Reb Meir and Chacham disagree, and Rameir says you're chayiv, is where someone else did the shechita, why would the Rabbanan say you're pater? Why do you not have to pay? Amri man chachamim Reb Shimon. The answer is that the chachamim there is not chacham, it's just Reb Shimon. And what's Reb Shimon's approach? Demar shechita, she'en ru yalosh ma shechita. If you do shechita that is invalid, it's not shechita, and therefore you don't have to pay arba v'chamisha. Just like we saw earlier with a mechira that doesn't work because of a lack of yeush, for instance, and that argument. So now, Amri, the response to that was, Bishlam Avodah Zarah Shor HaNiskal. I understand the two cases of Shochet Avodah Zarah Shor HaNiskal, Shechita Sheinah Ruyah. It's something that doesn't accomplishes nothing. Because if you shecht an animal for Avodah Zarah, it's also Bahana. And a Shor HaNiskal, after Gemar Din, it's also Bahana. El Shabbat, Shechita Ruyah. But if you shecht on Shabbat, even though you did a terrible thing, it's a valid Shechita. That none, we have the following, Shochet B'Shabbat of Yom HaKippurim, Apishim Tchayev B'Nafsho, Shechita Tok Shira. The Mishnah says that if you do Shechita on Shabbos Yom Kippur, even though you're Chayav Mita or Chayav Karet, nonetheless, the Shechita is valid. So Amri Savala Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar, it must be that our Tana holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar. Now this will get a little dicey because we established that our Tana is Reb Meir, and you'll see in this next invocation of Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar, Reb Meir disagrees. So we have to have another Tana who accepts Reb Meir's principle about Loka Mishalim, and then Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar against Reb Meir about Shechita on Shabbat, as we see. Didnan, the Mishnah Shabbat says, and Vashabah Shabbat, if you cook on Shabbat. B'shogeg yochal, mezid lo yochal. You can eat it if you did it b'shogeg, even immediately. Mezid, you can't eat it. Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir. Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochal motzei Shabbat. Reb Yehuda says a little bit more severe. If you did a b'shogeg, you have to wait till after Shabbat to eat it. But mezid lo yochal amit. If you did mezid, he seems to agree with Reb Meir, you can never eat it. Reb Yochanan Sanlar Omer, b'shogeg yochal motzei Shabbat, yeachel motzei Shabbat la'achirim v'lolo. If it was b'shogeg, then only others can eat it only after Shabbat. But this is the part we care about. V'mezid lo yachal amit lolo v'lo la'achirim. If you did a b'mezid, no one can ever eat it. Because he holds that any malacha done b'mezid on Shabbat generates something akin to hekdesh, that it's usher to everybody. And we'll see that. My tam Rabbi Yochanan Asanlar, kedudarish Rabbi Chiya Pitcha de Venesia, the famous drasha, ushmartem et ha-Shabbat ki kodesh hilachem. What is kodesh hilachem? Just ma kodesh asur b'achila, just like hekdesh cannot be eaten by you. Af ma'aseh Shabbat asur b'achila. Similarly, anything produced in violation of Shabbat, on Shabbat, is asur b'achila. If that's the case, take it further. Ma kodesh asur b'ano'a, af ma'aseh Shabbat asur b'ano'a. So then maybe it's asur b'hana'a. And even Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar didn't say you can't sell it. He just said you can't eat it and can't have anybody else eat it. You could sell it to a non-Jew, for instance. All right. Hamelomer lachem. That's where it says kodesh hi lachem. Meaning, shalachem yehe. It's yours, which means there's no isur hana'a. But it is like hekdesh insofar as there's an isur achila. Now, yachol afilu b'shogeg. So Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar continues and says, I think this is even true if you did a b'shogeg. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, Machal Leha Mochumat. It's hinged in the Pasuk that talks about Chilul Shabbat that carries Chiyuv Mitah. That's only B'mezid. B'mezid Amar Tidach HaVelo B'Shogeg. Okay, good. So now we have Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar's opinion. It says, Maaseh Shabbat is Mekadesh. Therefore, if you do Shechita B'Shabbat B'mezid, then the animal is not Ra'ui. And therefore, the author here is going to be Rabbi Shimon, who says that, that Shechita Sheina Ruya is not a Shechita, and therefore the reason the Rabbanon, contra Reb Meir, after Rivaj had said earlier, because really this is fine, the Rabbanon, or contra Reb Meir, are going to be Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon will then adopt Reb Yochanan Sanlar's position about Shechita B'Shabbat, and say that it is Asur Olamit, and therefore, just like if you shecht for Avodah Zarah, you shecht Shor HaNiskal, it can't be eaten. Same thing, shecht b'Shabbat, it can't be eaten. Therefore, you're not chayiv arba b'chamisha, not because of kom le'b'drabim minei, but because the shechita is not considered a shechita at all. Alright? Good. Okay, pligi bar achav ravina. The following machloket took place in the Beit Midrash. Charamar maaseh Shabbat d'oraita, v'charamar maaseh Shabbat d'rabanan. This is all within Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar. And he said that whether or not Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar, whose claim is that there's an isur on a product of Shabbat, whether that's Doraita or Drabanan. Mandamar Doraita Kedamran. So whichever opinion said it was Doraita, that's clear, we have a Pasuk. Mandamar Drabanan, the one who said Drabanan, Amar Kra Kodeshu. He reads the Pasuk the opposite way. The day of Shabbat is Kodesh. Who Kodesh? Ve'en Masav Kodesh. Only the day is Shabbat, not its products. So that means that what you produce on Shabbat is not inherently Kodesh. Now, Bishlam Alamandamar Da'oraita. So I understand according to whichever one of these two said it's Da'oraita, Amtu Lahachi Patri Rabbanan. Now I understand why the Rabbanan exempted you if you stole it, and then the Rabbanan against Rav Meir exempted you if you stole it and did Shechit on Shabbat. Because they said, after all, it's a Shechita Sheneruya Mida'oraita. However, Lamandamar Da'rabbanan, but according to one who says Da'rabbanan, that means on a Da'oraita level, this shechita is ruya, and so therefore you should be chayav arba v'chamisha. Amai patri rabbanan, because remember in our case what we said is another guy shechted it for you. So the answer is ashara, avodah zarah v'shara niskal. When the rabbanan said patur, they only were referring to the second two cases, avodah zarah and shara niskal, not the first case of Shabbat. Now, ramei amai mechayav shochet avodah zarah, so now let's step it back. According to Meir, take a look at the second two cases. Why does Meir say you're chayav arba v'chamisha if you shechted for avodah zarah? Think about this. Kevin to shechted bapur ta asarat. Once you shechted a little bit, it's already usher because you shechted for Buddha, for whatever. Eidach yisurei hanahu. The rest is yisurei hanahu, which means it no longer belongs to the original owner. Velo demari katavach. So amarava ba'omer bigmar zvicha huovda. If the fellow says, I'm dedicating this to Baal, whatever, at the end of the shechita. So the entire process of Shechita, it's still owned by the original guy. It's not Osa Bahanoah. Now, Shor Niskal is Surah Anonino. What about Shor Niskal? Shor Niskal is Osa Bahanoah. There's no loss to the owner if you stole it. So why is that? Why are you Chayav? So Lav Demari Katavach. So why does Amir say you're Chayav? It's not the guy's thing anymore. So Amarava, Hakamayaskinan, and now we're going to put together several things from earlier Prakim. Gunshim Asro the Shomer. Here's what happened. The owner gave the animal to a Shomer. Vizik veit shomer, vuad veit shomer, vidigmar dinob veit shomer. And under the, on the ticket of the shomer, all these things happened. It went out damaged. The din was there, nigmar adin, it's now shor niskal, all isurai na in the hands of the shomer. Now remember this. According to most Tanaim, at that point, after the gmar din, the shomer owes the money to the original owner and can't return the animal as is. It's too late. But Rabbi Yaakov says you could even return it at that point and be off the hook. So Rav Meir Savar like Rabbi Yaakov, he holds like Rabbi Yaakov, Sfir like Rabbi Shimon, he holds the following two shitot. Savar like Rabbi Yaakov, Damar Afish Nimar Dinoch, Zero Shomer Lebali Muchzar. He said, even after Gmar Din, you could return it to the owners and say, I return it to you, and you're off the hook. And the second piece is, Savar like Rabbi Shimon, Damar Davar HaGorim LeMamon, KeMamon Dami. If you create nezek, which causes a financial loss to someone else, that's considered to be a direct nezek. For instance, what's the case? Let's say that you damaged somebody else's kodshim. Somebody else made a korban, and you killed it. You're chayav. Ganav tavach. You're chayav arba v'chamisha. When? When it's chayav b'achrayut. If a person said, hare alai. And therefore they have achrayut for this korban. And they designated a particular animal to be the olah that they committed to. And then you shecht it. You're archayav arba v'chamisha, even though it's hektish. Why? Because he's chayav b'achrayut. He's now going to have to come up with another animal. And therefore, since you caused him financial loss, that's considered an ezek. And therefore here, since you caused the shomer the loss, because the shomer could have returned this animal even after Gmar Din, as per Rabbi Yaakov, and been off the hook, and now you stole it from him and you slaughtered it, you're chayav arba v'chamisha to the shomer, because you caused him that financial loss. Alright, then that's the Rabbanan, that's Rabbi Meir's position, why you're chayav b'shar niskal, only in that weird case. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita Shmata, Kameda Rav Zvid min Hardea. I mentioned this to Rav Zvid, and he said, Mimatzit mukman manditin ker meir v'lo ker b'shimon. Wait a second, how could you say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and not Reb Shimon, because you said the Chachamim in that Braita are Reb Shimon, which means they don't accord with Reb Meir in our Mishnah. V'haktani Seifa, look at the end of our Mishnah, it says Reb Shimon poter v'shnei elu. Two cases that we're not going to look at in our Gemara, but two cases that Reb Shimon disagrees with the Chachamim and says you're poter in those two cases. V'chlaud v'chulam anitin moda. Clearly Reb Shimon sides with the rest of the Mishnah. So Reb Shimon is alive and well in the rest of the Mishnah as consenting with the Chachamim. The answer is, Rabbi Shimon disagrees in cases 8 and 9. And all it means is that he's modeh in case 7. Case 7 is the case where somebody shechted an animal, either to feed it to dogs or for medicinal purposes. There he agrees, Yechayev. But in the last two cases in the Mishnah, that's where he dissents. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah, which is case number 5, and again look back at Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, you'll see is... Ganav Mishal Aviv. if a person stole his own father's stuff, v'tavachu machar, and then he did an arba v'chamisha act, v'acharkach metaviv, but before Gmar Din, father died. He's still chayav arba v'chamisha. Now, ba'amine Rav Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Ganav shor shel shnei shutafin utvacho. A man stole an animal. Now keep in mind that if you're motive b'knas, you're potter. So if you did, you stole an animal and you slaughtered it, and then you come to the owner and say, or to the beit and say, I did this thing, you chayiv karen, and that's it. So watch what happens. Ganav shor shel shnei shutfin utvacho. You stole an animal owned by two shutfin, and you shechted it. V'hodal achad mihen, and you went to one of them and you said, I killed your animal. Mahu. Do we say that the Torah obligated you to pay five times when you're liable? But not five halves? Because here you have to pay the value of five of half of the animal to the one owner that you didn't own up to. So does the Torah limit it to either full payment or nothing? Or does the Torah allow for fractions? So Rav Nachman told him, and we'll find out this was in the evening, Rav Nachman told him, it's only five, not five halves. Eitivei Rav challenged Rav Nachman, Ganav mishal aviv tavachu machar, our case. V'achar kach metaviv mishalim tashlum arba v'chamisha. You have to pay arba v'chamisha. V'acha kevan de metaviv. Think about this. The fellow stole his father's stuff. He has brothers. He was shochet. But then before Gmar Din, father died, which means now he's one of the claimants, as it were, which means he's only going to pay a fraction. It may be a high fraction, but less than a full five, he's going to pay out because he's one of the recipients. Right? So, kamosha kadam hoda v'achad mihandami. This is exactly like a case where you admitted to one of the owners. Utsinuktani, mishan tashlum v'chamisha. You still pay. So you see that, you do pay a fraction of chamisha. Amarle, hachamay askinan, so Nachman answered him, gon shamar aviv bedin. Perhaps it's a case where father was alive through the Gmar Din, then father died, and then he still makes the payment. So now, by the way, then you would ask, so if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? All right. Ava lo amad b'din mai. What if the father wasn't alive for them? Then what would you do? Enu mashalim tashlum arba chamisha. Then you'd have to say it doesn't pay. So Rava challenges him further. Ihachi etani seifa. Look at the fourth Mishnah in the Perek. Ganav mishal avivu meit v'chakach tavachu machar. Remember I told you that all the examples in our Mishnah are set off against parallel type of examples in the later Mishnah in which you're not chayav, with one twist. So what's the twist in the later Mishnah where you're not chayav? That's where you did the tvicha after father died. You gonev, father died, then you did the tvicha, then you're potter. It should add the following thing. When is this true? That's only when father was Omid Bedin. So it should say in our Mishnah that you only pay when father was around for the din. But if father died before the din, you don't pay Aruch Hamisha based on your notion you can never pay a fraction of. It only has to be full payment. So Nachman said, you're right. Really, that's the halacha. And he says parallel construction. I did a nasiv reisha, ganav mishal aviv, tavachu machar, v'chakach meit aviv. Nasiv seifa, nami ganav mishal aviv, meit aviv, v'chakach tavachu machar. So since the reisha, our case, had the circumstance where you did the gneva, then the tficha, then father died, it had the seifa, you did the gneva, then father died, then you did the tficha. But indeed, you'd be right that if you did the gneva and the tficha, and father died before Amida Bedin, you'd also be putter, according to what he said. This is what Rav Nachman told Rava. Now, Letzafra, the next morning, Amar, the Rav Nachman said, Dum chamisha v'kar marachmana afilu chamisha chatzei v'kar. Changed my mind. You do pay fractions. I have a high to Amir Lach Ba'orta. The reason I didn't tell you that night, and this is a little bit of a whimsical statement, to lo achli basra de Torah. I didn't have any, literally, I didn't eat any good meat. The simple reading of that is that I was a little tired, I hadn't eaten properly, I wasn't thinking straight. But the way Rashi reads it is lo dikdakti tamo shel davar. In other words, I didn't really look into it very, very carefully. Either way, I'm giving you now my well thought out answer, which is you do pay fractions. So now please tell me if that's the case, because now you're going to agree that our case for Yechayev is even if father was not alive for Amida Bedin. You stole it, you shechted it, and then father died, and you do pay. So why is that the case? That's the insistence, that the shechita has to be all prohibited. because you stole it from father. Father was still alive. It's still a stolen item, and then you shechted it. V'seifa lo karina be'utfacho kulo be'isura. But in the seifa, you don't say the entire thing was be'isura. Why? Because by the time he got to the shechita, father had died, and now you are part owner. And therefore, you're not chayav. So it's a whole different reason. Okay, the last item on our list, item number 11, is hashochet chulin ba'azara. Now, the editor's note here, it takes us to a previous case, which is hashochet didn't say trefa, but he helps us out by putting in v'chule, and you see the discussion's not about that one, it's about the next one. If you do shechita, you stole an animal, it's chulin, and you took it into the azara and shechted it there, you still pay arba v'chamisha. So Amar Rav Chavivi Michozona al Rav Ashi. He said, Shmamina ina l'shchita ala basof. So you're going to tell me that shchita, I can infer from here that shchita is something that only counts at the end of the process. We'll see it's a machlokat amorim later. Now, the eish no shchita v'tchila l'tzof, because if you think shchita is a sequential process that exists all the way across, kevin l'shachat bapurta asara. The minute that you shechted a little bit of it, chulin bazara, it's already asur. And this goes back to our Shor Niskal problem. Idach lo the marikam atavach. Now the rest that you shecht doesn't belong to the owner anymore. The minute you shechted one little thing of chulin bazara, that step should, or if you say shechita is an ongoing process, every step of the way is considered shechita, then it's already asur bahana. And therefore the rest that you do does not, is not owned anymore by the, that owner that you should be chayiv. So he says, Amarlei Rav Huna Bered Rava, he answered, Kika Machayiv Ahu Porta. He says, yeah, you're chayiv only for that little bit that you shechted at the beginning. That's, you have to pay 4 or 5 of that amount. That's a very difficult answer. So Amarlei Rav Ashraf, he said, Lo Tidche, don't push that away. Utvacho Kulo Bainan Veleika. No, you really have to shecht the whole thing. That says, Utvacho, you shechted it, not a part of it. You're liable for the whole thing. Elakasha, what about our problem? So he quoted Rava saying, what happened is you took the animal, you had the animal outside of the Azara, you did regular shechita on it, and before you finished the shechita, you brought it in and finished it inside. So therefore, you really did a full shechita on the animal at the same moment that you asked it by shechting it by Azara. Now, some people read this entire discussion as being about Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Shechita is only at the end. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yishton Shechita v'tchila l'tzof. Shechita is a process that goes on through. All right? And the implications of this discussion are, at what point is a improper machshava going to invalidate in Kodshim? That's where the point is. So if you say that Shechita is only basof, then if you had an improper machshava, l'sholo l'shem bailim, or whatever it might be, at the beginning of the Shechita, it doesn't matter, unless you say Shechita is mitchil atzof, the entire time of the Shechita, you have to have the proper machshava. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says it's the whole time. So let's put all this together. We've got a Mishnah that says, chulin shenishchatu ba'azara yuchay rabav chamisha. Rabbi Yochanan said that shechita is a sequential process all the way through. And so it must be, Rabbi Yochanan said, the psul of chulin las bazara is not d'oraita. Because if you think it's d'oraita, michishachit lapurta asara, the minute you shecht one little bit of it, it's already asur. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says shechita is, at every step of the way is called shechita. So therefore, the minute you shecht it in the azara, it's asur. If it's asur mi d'oraita, then the rest that you shecht doesn't belong to him. Chashachit lapurta asara, yidach lav demarka tavach. And then, Amalei Rav Acha, Berei de Rava, Ki Kamachai, V'Nami Ahu Purta. Yeah, he says you're only chai for that little bit that you shechted at the beginning. Rashi Lo Tidche, no, don't push it away. Utfacho Kula Barin V'Leika. You need to pay, have a full liability. Alakasha, with the problem, Amalei Achim Rav Gamdam, Shrei de Rava, Kamachai, V'Gon Shachar, V'Ktat Simon V'Chutz, V'Gmaran V'Fnim. And that's again the same answer. The circumstance that we're talking about is where you shechted a little bit of it outside and finished it inside. And therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, even if chulin bazara are d'oraita, and that's machloket of Yochanan Rish Lakish, elsewhere, but even if chulin bazara is d'oraita, nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan would say, in a case like that, where you only did the chulin bazara at the very end of the shechita, then indeed you would be fully liable for the tficha for arba v'chamisha, even though it's chulin bazara. Okay, we'll stop at this point. I'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel in the next podcast. Mirza Shem, and everyone should have a wonderful day.